Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we're talking about the grace of God this week. We're talking about the Protestant Reformation and the ripple effects of that 500 years later. Uh-huh. And what Martin Luther recovered for the church was the very gospel message that Paul preached, that Peter preached, that Jesus died and was raised again so that we could have life. And it's so simple and so profound and so powerful. And yet human pride, human teachings, human wisdom, all of those sort of things tries to cover over the simplicity of the gospel. And throughout human history, there have been times where, certain people have taken a deep dive into the Word of God, have seen with their own eyes and with the eyes of their hearts, with the eyes of their minds, the simplicity of this gospel message, and they've taken power washers to all the teachings of the church and just hosed off all the things that were covering over the good news of Jesus Christ. That happened 500 years ago. I think it's time for it to happen in today's world as well. We've certainly covered over. We've watered down the gospel. We've added so much to it. We've made it, an emotional appeal. We've made it a feel-good appeal. We've made it a have-your-best-life-now appeal instead of realizing that there's a deep problem in the hearts of men, the fact that we were dead, that we were sinners, that we were lost, and that only the grace of God can solve. So that's what we're talking about this week. We want you to be a part of the conversation. You can call right now, 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742 is the number. So if you have a question that you would like to ask, if you have a comment that you would like to share on today's broadcast, we would love to hear from you right now. Again, the number 844-322-2742. Lots going on in our world today,
sure,
Richard.
Is.
Lots going on in our country. All kinds of tensions and threats from North Korea. We have fires raging in California. Uh-huh. Many people are evacuating their homes, being forced to evacuate their homes just for their own safety. And we certainly want to encourage believers across this country, across this planet, to pray. I mean, God calls us to pray, and I think we should just be in prayer for all the things that are going on in the world today. Not that we can fix everything, not that we can make it all right, but somehow that God's comfort, God's peace, God's life, God's grace, God's mercy, God's love will be manifest through all of these things in ways that people sense it and their eyes are open to the reality of who he is and what he can do in the midst of those situations.
Yes.
So that's our prayer for today. But back to our topic, grace alone, two passages that we want to look at today. One is in Ephesians chapter 1. This is one of my favorite verses. It's so clear. It's so simple. Yes. And it's just mind-boggling to really understand what Paul is saying here. He says this, in him. So he's talking about Jesus, in Jesus Christ. So we were once in Adam, and now through faith in Jesus, we've been taken out of Adam. We've been placed into Jesus Christ. So if you're a believer, you're in him. You're in Christ Jesus. So if you're in him, you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. That's pretty good news. You have everything you need for life and godliness. Well, here in this passage, we're going to see two of those spiritual blessings that each of us possess as believers in Christ. So in him, we have redemption through his blood. So we have redemption through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We have been purchased out of that market of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We've been set free from sin and death. That's what redemption is all about. Jesus shed his blood. That was the purchase price. More precious than rubies or gold or anything of value in this world. Jesus' blood far surpasses that in worth and value. So we have redemption. So we have, it's our present possession. And along with the redemption, it says the forgiveness of sins. So if we're in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So if you're out there trying to get God to forgive you and you're in Christ, you already have forgiveness of sins. It's your current, present possession. So God isn't going to give you more. He's already given you all that you need in Christ. You have forgiveness of sins. And this is in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So why do we talk about grace alone? Why did the Reformation come out with that, saying it's grace alone? Why did Paul speak about this truth that it's grace alone? Because only the grace of God could provide redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So if you want to have forgiveness of sins, you have to receive that forgiveness as a gift of grace. And if you're in Christ, guess what? You have received forgiveness of sins. Now, that's one side of the coin. There's another side of the coin that proves this reality. And Richard, read for us Romans 3, 23 and 24. Most of us know Romans 3, 23. Yes. We quote it. We use it as part of the Roman road to salvation. But 3:24 is really the answer.
Yes.
And it's the other side of this forgiveness coin, this forgiveness that we receive in Christ.
Yeah, so in this first three chapters of Romans, Paul has done a couple of things. First, he has demonstrated that the world, in its fundamental paganism, complete rejection of God, have bought in to all they had, which is themselves, and it's completely bankrupt. And then he turns to the Jews and says, well, you've got the law, but you're just as hypocritical as anybody in the world. And so he's made these two points, and he says it right here. There is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a grace by, as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. So the verse we all know, we've all sinned and fallen short, and the answer, justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
So the idea of being justified is to be declared righteous.
Yes.
So that's the other side of this forgiveness coin. So there's so many people out there wondering, do they have forgiveness of sins? Well, justification is the answer to that.
Yes.
It's the proof that you do have forgiveness of sins. God would not justify you. God would not declare you righteous if all of your sins had not been dealt with once and for all. And so the fact that Jesus shed his blood, he offered that blood to God the Father accepted that as final payment, as payment in full for that sin debt that we all owed. So he dealt with every single sin. He took them all away. And the proof of that is that God declares us righteous in Christ.
Yes.
So he took our sins. He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So he took our sins, and in exchange he gave us his righteousness. Well, that's proof that your sins are forgiven. He could have never declared you righteous if one sin had been left unpunished.
Correct.
If one sin had been left undealt with. But since Christ dealt with all of them, he was able to declare us righteous, to give us his righteousness. So if you're sitting there wondering if your sins have been forgiven, let this verse be proof for you.
Yes.
And let you and rejoice with that. Rejoice that You have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and the proof of that is that you've been declared righteous in God's sight. And in both cases, these are gifts of grace, aren't they?
Absolutely.
There's only way. There's no way for forgiveness to be ours apart from the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his death on the cross. There's no way for justification or righteousness to be ours apart from his resurrected life. So in his death, burial, and resurrection, we are extended the grace of God that gives us redemption, forgiveness, and justification. I say that's good news.
That's good news.
Yes. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher along with Richard Pfeiffer. We're delighted that you have joined us on today's broadcast. If you would like to comment or have a question on forgiveness, and I know there are people all over the world that are questioning forgiveness every single day. They've sinned. They feel guilty for it. They're fearful of God's punishment. They are waiting for the shoe to drop as far as God's punishment in their life. Maybe it's a loss of job. Maybe it's a loss of income. Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it's something else. They're just waiting. They know they deserve it, and they're waiting for God to lower the boom on them. Well, if you're in that position, if you are fearful of God's punishment, we want you to call today and let's talk about it. Let's come to the point where you can rest in the finished work of Christ, knowing that your sins are forgiven. So if you're in that particular situation, call right now, 844-322-2742. Or if you have any other questions about this good news of Jesus Christ and why it really is grace alone, we would love to hear from you as well. 844-322-2742. We have a wonderful thing that we're doing. My birthday is this Sunday.
Yeah.
And I have a wish. I have a birthday wish, and I want you guys, our listeners, to help grant that wish. Our heart's desire at Basic Gospel is to reach as many people as we possibly can with the good news of Jesus Christ. And a book is a wonderful way to do that. A couple of years ago, I came out with a book called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Harvest House published that, so it's been out there circulating for a while. But there's a lot of people that have never read it. So here's my wish. I want you to go to our website, basicgospel.net, click on the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace icon, and purchase a copy to give away. You know people who need the grace of God. You know people who are struggling with forgiveness, who are struggling with what it means to be a Christian, who are struggling with the very question in the subtitle, how the Christian life is really supposed to work. You know people in that category. Would you go to basicgospel.net right now, buy a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and pass it on to a friend? Maybe you know 10 friends. Maybe you know 5 friends that would really benefit from reading a book like this. It's simple. It's very direct and clear. It's got wonderful stories. If you know teenagers, if you know college students, much of what I write in that book is what God was doing in my life during those high school and college years. So there's a point of identification with your college friends, your kids, or, you know, folks that you know. So go to basicgospel.net and order a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. All of the instructions are right there. Pass it to a friend, and then we would love to hear your stories back. And you can do that by writing to me at bob@basicgospel.net. So if you could do that, man, that would be a birthday wish come true, and I would be so delighted. And as far as the proceeds from the sale of the book, those are just going to go right back into Basic Gospel, and those dollars will be used to help us pay for airtime and continue to extend the reach of this ministry. So there's no personal gain from this. This is just an opportunity for us to band together as Basic Gospel Nation and to reach out to people that we know that need a touch of God's grace, who need his life, his forgiveness, his righteousness. So go to basicgospel.net and order your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace right now. Well, Richard, we had an interesting call that came in overnight from a
yes.
teenager, and this really speaks to what I was just talking
exactly.
about. And I want us to pay extra close attention to what this young man is saying, and just get a feel of the cry of his heart. And he's not alone. His story is not unique to him. There are thousands and millions of teenagers just like him crying out for answers, looking for hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So pay close attention to what this young man has to say.
Yeah, hello. I'm a teenager, a high schooler, and I've kind of just needed a more direction and what I need. Like, I need some proof that Jesus is here to save me. Like, recently, I've prayed my entire life, and just things are going downhill rapidly. Like, it's just like I pray every night before I go to bed, every time I eat food. He's not answering any of my calls, and neither did you. You didn't answer my call either, and I really want some proof. Please. Thank you. Amen.
Well, amen indeed. And he called us last night, our toll-free line that we use for the radio broadcast. He probably was listening to us at that time of the night.
Programs.
And so he called us seeking some help, seeking some answers, and we weren't here to answer that call. We were, like I said, it was 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and we certainly apologize that we weren't there, because I would have loved to have picked up that phone personally and had a conversation with this young man as he was telling his story, going to bed every night praying. And yet he doesn't feel like God is either hearing him or choosing to answer him.
Yeah.
Now I
love the way he put it. He hasn't answered the call.
Yes. Yes. And I was in that same boat.
Yeah.
So I prayed to receive Christ when I was in the seventh grade at a church camp. And there was a genuine moment where I knew I needed Jesus. And I responded to the gospel message, and I received Christ. Now, I didn't know exactly what that meant. I didn't know what to do with that from that point forward. I didn't know how that was to transform my life and to make me different. So I struggled. I struggled with trying to figure out how to live the Christian life. I really did. So I received Christ when I was like 12 and entered junior high, and you know, all the junior high temptations and those things were just way too much for me to deal with. And then high school just poured it on even more. And then I got into college, and I was so grateful that I had graduated from high school and I was going to college, and I felt like I had a clean slate and I could start all over. And boy, I hadn't experienced any temptation until I got to college, really. Boy, those were just exponential in strength and that sort of thing, and I had no defense against them. I had no way of defeating those through human effort, and I didn't really have a biblical understanding of what the Christian life was all about. And so I would go to bed every night, and I would feel this enormous sense of guilt and this enormous sense of fear. And out of that guilt, out of that fear, I would cry out to God for help. Yeah. I would do several things. I would promise, you know, I'm going to be better. I'm going to do better tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So I would make those promises. I would plead and beg and ask God to forgive me. And then, you know, after a while, I felt like, well, maybe the salvation at the church camp didn't take. Yeah. And so I would pray for Christ to come back into my life. And that went on for like 8 years. And I just felt like prayers were just bouncing off the roof. They weren't the ceiling. They weren't getting up to God. And I didn't know what to do. and some events took place. I just started losing all sense of meaning, that life is just worthless, meaningless. It wasn't like I was giving up, and it wasn't like I didn't know that Jesus had the answers. I just didn't know the right questions to ask. But some things happened, and I came to a point, and I said, I've got to find truth. And I got involved in a Bible study, and the pastor, the teacher, was working through the book of Colossians, and he came to that passage in chapter 2, starting in verse 13, that speaks to the fact that we were dead in transgressions and in the uncircumcision of our flesh, and while we were there, Christ made us alive together with him. He forgave us all of our sins, and it was like the light bulbs went on. That was what I had been looking for. I didn't realize that salvation was being made alive together with Christ. I didn't know that I had been dead and that God had made me alive.
Yeah.
And so I just continued to try to make myself better, to try to improve. So Christianity was like a self-improvement course. And I didn't really tap into the power of the resurrection. But when I understood that Christ had made me alive, everything changed. And man, those fears went away. That guilt was swept away. They no longer hung out with me as my friends. There was this sense of freedom and release and peace and excitement about knowing that Christ was alive living in me. So that's what changed for me, is actually understanding what the gospel really was. And we've seen that story repeated in hundreds of lives across this country and really around the world. What's the problem? They didn't know what the real gospel was. They just felt like that Christ had died for their sins, but had no understanding of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Richard, you just met with somebody recently who asked that question.
Yes.
Why was Christ raised from the dead? Kind of interesting question.
It was an interesting question, and he had the answer. He just hadn't put the answer into context, and as I walked him through a little bit, he said, wow, light bulb.
Yes.
You know, and everything changed. You know, the answer is there. I mean, we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and he's trying to explain things, but sometimes we just need a little bit of a push, a little bit of an event of some kind. It doesn't have to be big. It can be tiny.
Yes.
And it changes everything, because you become aware of what the truth is, and then you discover freedom.
Yes, indeed. So what's the sign? And this young man was asking for a sign, and the sign is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's the sign that we really need. Why? Because we need to know that there's hope, that there's life available to us. And so what is the gospel? It's the death of Christ. It's kind of interesting. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
You would never think of good news starting with death, but it starts with death. Why? Because there's no resurrection apart from a death. And so when we hear that, then we die with Christ, so that we can be raised to walk in the newness of life. So what's the sign? It's the resurrection. So to this young man, I encourage you to take a look at the resurrection and to ask God to reveal to you what the resurrection means for you in a personal way. I guarantee you it will change your life. And if you listen tonight to this broadcast or hear it, I encourage you to write to us, write to me, at bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. Request a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I will send one to you.
Yes.
Free of charge, and I think it will be a big help to you. And for those of you listening, if you know people just like this young man, I encourage you to go to basicgospel.net right now, order a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and pass it on. I guarantee you, God will use it in a very, very special way in their lives. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you so much for being a part of today's edition. For Richard, for Greg, for Coleman, for Michelle, for Steve, for Billy, for the rest of the Basic Gospel team, we'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.